Ladies and freaks, Andy here, day 237 of the Inner Winner Show. This is part three of an interview with a unicorn. Hi, unicorn.
Howdy.
And Imogen is here as well. So if you haven't listened to the previous two parts, go and listen to those. They were the best parts. If you haven't listened, like, you probably just kill yourself because those were amazing. Straight up the best content we've ever done. And now, would you, little Miss Kitty, little Miss Unicorn,
yes,
like to shout somebody out?
Sup, Rena. I know you listen to this girl.
So, yeah, you told one of your friends that you were going to come on this podcast. You didn't tell us. We could have shouted your friend out. We could have had your friend on. We'd just bring all your freaking friends on.
Yeah. What, two?
That would be
my two friends.
Yeah. I mean, two friends, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I once had two friends. Got to be too much of a headache. So, where the hell were we up to?
Don't know.
Why did you want to try BDSM?
Yeah. What got you into BDSM? What gave you that idea? Did you always know that you're into it? Did you always know you're a kinky little thing?
Like,
I believe it started in the first grade.
Would make sense if it did. But I suppose with me, it was more just the idea of, like, yes, making love is, like, sweet and it feels nice, but it's like I get bored if things aren't spiced up a little. So I was like, I need something a little bit more than just, you know, P and V. Just, I need a little bit more fun.
P and V. Brilliant.
Yeah. We keep it family friendly here.
Why didn't you try it before, I guess? Because you've done, like, bits and pieces in the past.
Because
Go.
Because I don't think I've met someone as open as you guys were, and because I was still relatively young. Like, I got into the relationship with my boyfriend at 17.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really explore that much. And even with my previous ex, when we did, like, yeah, he was a little bit dominant. We literally did nothing because we're, like, 15. So it's like, I think.
Dominant is like he holds your hand in the playground.
Yeah, sure. It was just like, I think I always found, even when I was watching porn and stuff like that, I was more attracted to that, you know, that aspect of fun, like. Like, as you said, kind of like a roller coaster. You just, like, it's a journey. It's a fun journey.
Yeah.
Like, rather than, like, the, oh, yeah, I've seen this a bunch of times.
Yeah. Imogen was the same. Like, you watched a bunch of porn.
Yeah.
You want to tell the nice little story about your little.
No.
Okay. Fine. That's got to get told on air at some point.
Not today.
Like, sure.
I'll
tell you afterwards.
A lot of my sex education from the internet. And because I had, like, a weeb stage, for anyone who doesn't know what a weeb is, short for the Japanese term weeaboo, which is, like, basically, like, a nerd that's into, like, anime and manga.
Could you imagine
Imogen
as a fucking nerd?
Yeah, I used to cosplay.
Little cosplay. Oh, my God.
That's actually a bit cute.
I was, like, 12. Anyway.
Yeah, you pedophile.
Oh, shit, on my Shane Dawson stuff.
Point being, I just kind of stumbled across some very hardcore stuff very early
when on. You were way too young for it.
Yeah, because hentai.
Shame on you, internet.
Yeah. yeah, it was like hentai and things like that.
I'm going to sound like a boomer here, but back in my day, it was so fucking hard to get
back
porn.
Back in the good old days.
No, it was legitimately hard to get porn. Like, you couldn't just go and get free porn. Every website required you to prove that you were 18 using a credit card. They had credit card verification systems. You didn't have to pay for anything, but you had to enter your credit card details. So you literally, there wasn't just, like, free porn on the internet. And so, like, us jerking off, we had to get creative. You had to, like, look at lingerie magazines. You had to, like, look at the Target magazine. And jerk off to, like, the woman in the bra and, like, imagine. Yeah. And then when Pornhub and shit like that came, we're like, holy fuck, that's overstimulation.
So I think that's kind of what steered me in that direction. Mm. That being said, and this is going to sound strange, like, when I was, like, proper little, like, primary school, like, 7 through 12.
You're going to say something wildly inappropriate now.
No, I'm not.
I told my teacher to tie me up.
No. You know, you play those games, like cops and robbers games, and, like, you know, you, like, tie each other up.
I see how this is going.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm like, okay, guys, we'll shut down the podcast now. No more. That's it. Okay.
Canceled.
Thanks, Imogen. Yeah, cancelled immediately.
I don't know, there was some... I don't know, there was something there, and...
Jesus fucking Christ. No, I'm not going to shame you for fucking, yeah.
So I'm not sure what that was, but it makes me think that there was some, like, inclination that was, like, innate.
Yeah, like some part of you that, like, what, like being helpless?
That's my feeling. Sorry. That's what I like.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, a lot of girls like that. Control. It's kind of like being on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
You feel the same as on a roller coaster. You're completely helpless. Like, you don't have a fucking choice.
Yeah.
But it's exciting because you don't have a fucking choice.
Yeah.
You have to just kind of shut up and go with where it can go.
Mm.
What did you first think of Imogen? No, what did you first think of me when we met? Someone asked me to ask you this question. No, they asked a similar question to this, which we'll ask in a second. Because we'd never met. We hadn't even talked.
Mm. I think because I'm... Okay. You need a little bit of context before this. I
have all the context already. I was there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. With me, when I was a kid, I couldn't read people's emotions, like their facial expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, I've been, like, I clue onto the tiniest change of, like, facial expressions.
I believe that's just called autism, girl.
Thanks. I suppose, so when the first time I met you... The first thought was, oh my God, he's hardcore judging me. He's going to be so disappointed.
I mean, I was judging you, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like, he's not going to like me. He looks disappointed. Oh my God, you might as well.
I had a fucking giant smile on my face.
Yes, but you could have been faking that smile.
To be fair, we were having a bad, I remember that day. We were both having a pretty bad day, but we ended up having a nice time. But just like generally speaking, we... Went into
that was probably day. Me in the West End. No, we did right before she came. Remember?
I do.
Yeah, I was in. No, okay, yeah. We'll tell you about that off camera. Tell you about that off camera. No, yeah.
So that may have been what you were cluing on to.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, yeah, I forgot about that.
At one point, I just remember I was like in my head. I was like, I'm actually about to fucking cry because I'm like. Aww. I felt so...
Okay, now you're going over the top.
No.
I was nice. I was making jokes. Super nice. Remember, I was, like, bantering you.
No, I know. It was more like the fact of, like, because I got so nervous and it's just, like, I hold myself to such a high expectation that even the slightest negative, like, thing someone could do, even if they don't intend it in my head, I'm like, oh, my God, 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 I'm disappointed, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Mm.
You're not alone in that. Like, quite a few guys that I talk to are like that as well. Like, the slightest rejection from a girl, or she just says, like, I can't see you tonight, I'm sorry, I'm busy, and they take it, like, really personally. So that's not just, like, a you thing. Mm. That's, like, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you think of Imogen when you first met? Bearing in mind you'd already talked to her a little bit. But
yeah, but in person, what was your first impression?
I think I was a little bit... I was both intimidated, but yet felt comfortable, I think. Cause
she's like the least intimidating person ever. She's
I know,
so it's fucking small. She's a midget.
I know. It's just
she's
small.
Like 3 foot two, I think, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just know that, you know, she can take charge. And I've never, also first time with a girl, so I was like, please. Like me. And like, you know, I also with girls I just feel more comfortable, I suppose, because I used to have a lot of guy friends that I used to, like, growing up I was more surrounded by guys because I did like surf life saving and sports where there's majority guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I just get along with guys I think a bit more. And
but
so
how much of that was you just being intimidated by meeting two people?
Yeah, that too, because I'm very...
Yeah. Like, that's obviously going to make it way harder.
Shy bean, if you...
Yeah, and it's like you got to impress two people at once.
Yeah.
You didn't. We're both pretty open-minded.
It felt like I was going for a job interview.
Come on, we tried to make it not like that. Like, we're pretty chill.
No, I know. It was like, in my head, it was like, you're going for a job interview that you have no experience for.
I mean, yeah, but that's kind of like, we knew you had no experience.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of, like, what we like.
Experience.
Like, you like people who like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we obviously prefer people who don't, because otherwise we would have nothing to teach you, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so it kind of, like, it's your, in that way, you're, like, the perfect candidate for the job. Mm. So what did we think of you? I thought you were loud. legitimately, right? That was like the first thing I said.
I'm going to go hard for a second.
Very sweet, but very loud.
Yeah, it had this like excited,
very attractive, very pretty,
excited, and then just nervous, loud energy. Yeah,
loud twice. I say loud twice.
I'm hiding.
No one's gonna hear what you're saying because you're muffling into my Mario toy.
I'm hiding because I'm shy.
You do get shy very easily. So, what did you think of her? I thought she was loud and attractive. The two best qualities. And you also, like, hit me several times.
I recall that, yeah.
You kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm really nervous. And then you would just, like, keep hitting me or, like, loudly yelling.
To be fair, the hitting was as a result of teasing.
Yeah, to be fair, I was, like, giving you a lot of shit, which I only give that to someone that I can see can take it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But I think the vibe that I got was, like, excitedly nervous.
Like a puppy.
Yeah. But which it was very sweet. I think it was, like, a very sweet, well-intentioned, like, positive energy. I just also definitely got a sense of nerves. But
yeah.
You were so freaking nervous. Yeah, like, over the top nervous.
I was wanting the world to swallow me up. And like.
Okay, did it help that, like, we... Because this comes up sometimes. People say, like, what do I do if, like, a girl that I'm seeing is, like, really nervous? Did it help that we said, like... Because we sent you a message saying, like, we don't expect you to be perfect. Like, it's okay if you're nervous. Don't worry. We'll do most of the talking. Like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That help?
Yeah. And I suppose when we went back to your apartment, it was like, you know, it was taken very slowly. It was not like you pushed me into the deep end and were like, good luck, try swim. Like, it was like started off like baby steps. And it was just like, okay, I can adjust to this. I'm not going to drown.
And that's probably how most people are going to do it. Most guys who've never had a threesome, or like most girls who've never like experimented with another girl, you are just going to do it baby steps because you don't know what you're doing. And if she doesn't either, just go like slow. Just try a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Did I appear confident? Someone asked me that. I think Joe asked me that. Oh, asked me to ask you that. Did I appear confident?
Yes.
Yeah.
And did I?
Less so than Andy, but yes.
Oh, ow.
No, you're just very more, oh, I'm a pink highlighter. I will stand against this white page. Imogen's more like, I'm a bold.
Kind of weird. I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment. So apparently I am a pink highlighter against a white page.
Mm-hmm. And what am I?
A, like, black pen. So you're like, you're there. You can see the different.
I don't know who just got insulted more.
Take it as whatever you want. It's your choice to be insulted or not.
Look at that. There's a life lesson right there. Take it. It's your choice to be insulted or not. I like that.
Thanks.
I'm going to start using that. That's good. That's thanks. Really good. Were you confident? No.
Absolutely not.
But to be fair, you did do. Okay, so I don't know if we've ever said it to you like this. Tell me if we have. But I have this concept that I talk a lot on my podcast called, like, on the same team. Have we ever said that to you?
Not really.
But we've done it with you. I just haven't said that to you. So whatever, I'll tell you now. It's where, like, you know, you're both nervous or something and you just, like, bring each other over onto the same team. It's where you, like, share what you're going through. You share what you're feeling. Rather than, like, keeping it inside, you say, like, okay, I can trust this person. I'm going to tell them, like, hey, by the way, I'm really nervous. And now it's like you're on the same team together and we can help you with your nervousness. Okay. And you did do that.
Yeah.
You specifically said, I'm really nervous. And we were like, that's okay.
I'm a very honest person. I'm pretty sure you know this. And I'm also blunt.
You're very blunt.
Thanks.
But to be fair, so am I.
I don't beat around the bush. Like, because if you're going to say something that's going to hurt someone, you might as well just say it. But, like.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, like, I like to say things directly because most likely I'm nervous about to say it. So. If I think about it more, the most likely I'm going to chicken out.
That is perfect. That's like the most perfect thing you've said on these last two podcasts. Yeah,
no, thanks.
That's like a big part of what I say. I just say, like, just blurt it out.
Mm.
Like, people will say, like, how do I tell her this? Or how do I say this? You know, and you just say, like, just blurt it out. It won't be perfect. You're never going to say it perfectly. If you sit there for like 15 minutes.
No one's going to be perfect.
Exactly. And if you just say, I'm going to be terrible, you give yourself permission to suck. It's fine. Like, most of the time it works out perfectly fine. Most of the time the person appreciates that you just said it, honestly. Yeah.
And, you know, if you say you're going to be terrible and you turn out to be excellent, you just...
You get bonus points.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we've talked about this. Were you nervous meeting a couple versus meeting a guy. Yeah. What was it like telling your family that you were bisexual? You said that on the first podcast, the first part.
It was nervous. Like, because I don't think. So I just came out of a relationship that lasted 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So in their mind, it would be like a shock that they'd be like, oh my God, she just dated two men. And not at the same time, but dated two men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it would be a shock.
And now she's lost her morals. Now she's touching women.
Oh, those morals were lost a long time ago. But no, it's more like I didn't want them to think of me any less or be like, oh no, we won't have any grandkids or like.
It's a little different if you're bisexual though, but I get that you'd like, still worry about that.
I know, because I think with me, I was so heartbroken after my breakup, but trust me, I told him.
Mm.
But when we started dating, I was like, look, I'm into women as well. And so.
Which is like the jackpot for most guys. Was he into that?
He was actually a lot. He was actually, I dated someone who was very insecure about himself.
I could see it working like that. And now you're like, oh shit, I have to be insecure about both genders.
No, it was more like, oh, just don't find a girl more attractive. I mean, like, and then at the same time, he was like, oh, we can both look at a girl and think she's cute. I'm like, duh.
I mean, that is fun. You do get, but like girls don't perv on girls as much as guys do.
No. I don't make it like, oh, I'm going to look at your boobies. I don't do that.
So they didn't. You've told us this, but whatever. Say it on air as well. They were pretty like cool with that one.
Yeah. My parents have always been pretty supportive.
Yeah.
I'm like, at the end of the day, they just want, as I said with my best friend, they just want me to be safe and mm-hmm. happy. Because
mm-hmm.
I think I'm not giving parental advice, but I think if you want to be a parent, you think you just want your kid to be happy and just so that they actually live. That's it.
Yeah, that's kind of like my...
That's my two, like, main criteria. I don't care.
Yeah, that was my parents' mission as well. They said that a million times. We just want you to be happy. Like, you'll make mistakes, you'll screw things up, but as long as you're happy and you're living your life, like, great. Brilliant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's segue to you want to try being a switch. Mm-hmm. Why are you getting shy?
Because
dominant, confident people don't get shy.
Because I'm not in a dominant mood at the moment.
We can talk about that. We could have talked about that all podcast. Like, you are very, and Imogen, you are too. And even I am as well. One of my listeners asked me a while ago, I think it was one of my coaching clients actually, said, like, are you always dominant, Andy? Or do you have times where you want to slow it down a bit and just be a bit more gentle? Because he said, I have times where I want to just be a bit more cuddly and chilled, but I feel like that's like wrong. Like I'm not being dominant enough and she'll like think less of me or she won't be into me or she'll leave or something.
I wouldn't think that. I love cuddles. I'd be like, yes, cuddle me as much as you want, please.
Yeah. And this stuff kind of changes moods. Like sometimes you're in the mood to be bratty. Sometimes yes. Imogen is in the mood to be dominant. Sometimes you're both in the mood to be submissive. Sometimes I'm super dominant and hardcore and like really rough. And then other times I'm like, no, we'll just have a chilled day, go a bit slower, we'll try some stuff. Mm. Like you don't have to be the same thing all the time. And I think people get like stuck in these like bubbles or they put themselves in a bubble and they think I have to be Mr. Dominant all the time or she'll think like I'm a pussy or something. It's like, no, like just do whatever you want to do.
As good old Forrest Gump says,
oh, God.
Life's like a box of chocolates. And, you know, good old marvelous like. Fantastic creations, box of chocolates. It's exciting. It'd be boring just picking out like,
yeah.
If you're dominant all the time,
you would probably get bored if you were dominant 100% of the time.
Yeah, exactly. And I think with me, I'm more 75% or like 30%. I like it softer and gentler, but at the same time, the other part of me, it's just like, I like that change up and like, you know,
yeah.
Because sometimes And have those days, as you said, where it's just like, you don't feel like doing that particular role.
Yeah.
You just feel like having that connection with someone.
And I think guys especially put a lot of pressure on themselves. I'm sure girls do too. Guys put a lot of pressure on themselves to be dominant. Girls probably put pressure on themselves to be like really good and submissive and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of guys will say, like, you know, if I have a bad day or I'm tired from work or something, I have to, like, put on this act and I have to be dominant and I have to turn her on and go crazy. And it's like, no, you're allowed to
I'd take over. I'd be like, no, tag team. I'd switch. My go.
I don't believe tag team has ever been used in the bedroom.
Well.
We should tag team next time. You and me, we'll tag team. I'll tag you in, then you tag her out.
I think that is actually a sex term.
Tag team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's when two guys like fuck a girl, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Learn something new.
But yeah, you don't have to always be like on, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like life doesn't work like that. I feel like people get stuck in these, like they put these expectations on themselves, especially guys. Or maybe I just see it more because I'm a guy and I talk to other guys.
Key thing for me, variety. Just,
yeah.
I like chaos, so just surprise me.
And you're saying that, you said it before on the previous podcast, like you're just one woman, obviously, but like I'm yet to find any woman in my entire life, and I'm sure you guys haven't either, that just wants the same thing over and over again. Like I'm sure there's some women like that, sure, but most women are not like that. Most women are like cool with going with the flow.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you want to be rough today? Great. Oh, hey, you had a hard day at work. You want to be a bit more gentle? Yeah, that sounds nice. Like,
yeah.
There's a big element, especially as a woman, that you kind of want to go with what the guy wants to do, especially if he's super into it. If he's like, yeah, I just really want to have a chill day. Like, let's be really gentle. You'd be like, yeah, that sounds nice. Like,
and you don't want to like be like, no, you even though you had a bad day at work, no, you have to be mean. You have to be rough. Yada, yada, yada. No.
Yeah, guys do that a lot. Girls do it too. So maybe I should say people do it a lot where they will have expectations of themselves and then they will put it on the other person and say, I bet the other person has this expectation of me. It's like, no, you made that up. That's you. Like the girl doesn't expect you to be 100% dominant 100% of the time. Like you made that up. And you're allowed to have a bad day at work. You're allowed to be tired. You're allowed to be exhausted.
You're human. You're not a robot.
Yeah. But too many guys will say like, oh, but then, you know, she'll think that I'm not a man or whatever. It's like, will she think that or will you think that? Because you've just invented that. She never said that. She doesn't feel like that. And that's if you ask any woman or hang around with any woman. Like,
yeah,
that doesn't happen. Okay, last question. Unless you have any, or do you have anything you would like to talk about? We've still got like 10 minutes.
I have no
clue. I knew you were going to say that. Do you have any spare ones or you want to just jump to the last question?
I like the last question, so let's go with that one.
Well, it's the second last question, technically.
We already did the last one at the start.
That's true. Okay, you do the second last question and you give her a little cuddle when you say it. No, that'll bias the answer.
What?
Ask a goddamn question. Look at that dominance.
Do you ever worry that we'll drop you if we get bored of you? As in, oh, okay, is it more of a worry with us as a couple versus just seeing like one person, like that we'd get bored of you or that we'd drop you?
Yes.
Like 100%. More of a concern than one person?
Yes.
I thought you'd say that. Yeah. Yeah.
Because like I mentioned this, I think in the previous podcast or this one, where it was like, if you guys didn't message me back being like, hey, we would want to like keep going with you or like keep exploring, I would have gotten like really upset. Like that was actually a thought in my head. I was like, oh my god, I like tried my best. Like I was like, actually, I was like,
oh, but that's high expectations of yourself, right? Yeah. Like
I've got very high expectations,
especially the first time someone sees you.
Yeah,
you're probably not going to do the most perfect job. I say that all the time. You don't have to be perfect the first time you have sex. You're probably not going to be. You're both like figuring each other out, or in a threesome, definitely you're trying to figure each other out.
And like, yeah, I was mainly like, well, because they've got history with each other, they know what feels good with each other, and so I'm coming like, hey, how's it going? And I'm just coming out of the blue. I'm like, I'm trying out essentially.
And it's almost like it's not fair. It's like someone's already been in the position for like years. And then you have to come and like on the first day do a decent job day one.
I think also apart from Imogen being jealous, I think my other one was that you would be very critical of me and be like.
Me or both of us?
You.
Okay. Like, I'm Mr. Like, critical.
Oh, she's absolutely shit. Like.
Compared to Imogen.
Yeah, like compared to director.
Okay.
I was like, oh, fuck.
I feel like that would be unfair. And maybe that's like, you have to have realistic expectations. Like if you're in a couple, like if you're a guy or a girl and you're already in a couple and you're meeting another girl you have to have realistic expectations. Or even if you're just like casually seeing a girl and then you bring a second girl in, you got to be fair on the second girl. Like, she's not going to do as good a job as the first girl. It's not fair. It's like the first girl's had plenty of practice with you.
Yeah. It's almost as if you're seeking a different energy from the person that gets newly brought in.
Yeah.
They're not going to know everything you like. And they're not.
Of course not. They don't know how to make you come. They don't know how, like, to give you the best blowjob that turns you on. They don't know what your kinks are. They don't know what makes you moan. Yeah.
I would say that what you get out of the newly introduced party is more that it is that, like, explore, like, that kind of new, exciting, novel. Like, they're exploring and getting to know each, like, I guess, you or the couple. Like, that's... Yeah.
You kind of have to look at it like you've just started dating a new person almost.
Yeah.
Like, take it step by step. Rather than just, like, expecting that she will rock up and know how to do a good job. And I think we made that pretty clear. You what?
I was just saying, fuck you like a porn star. Like,
fuck you like a porn... It's probably not going to happen, yeah. And I think we did a pretty good job of with you, like, telling you, like, we don't have expectations of you.
Yeah.
This is a bit of a divergent.
You got 3 minutes for this divergence.
From the question, but are you currently worried that we might just, like, randomly stop seeing you?
I still have that worry, like...
Oh, that's not going to happen now. Like, unless you, like, fucking smash my house up or something. No, that won't happen.
Damn it.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
That's what I was going to do today. Sorry, it looks like...
Well, you don't get to do that. But no, like, we're way past that point.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Don't stress about it.
Like, I think it's just, like, I'm that person where it's just, like, I'm always expecting something to go wrong because I've just prepared myself for something to go wrong.
But so, then, like, you kind of can make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like self-sabotage. Okay, anything you want to shout out other than your friend that you already shouted out? Do you want to shout out? What did you come and talk to me about when you... Immigration or something? Not immigration. You were talking about something else. Colonialism.
No.
Foreign policy and, like, how it started from English settlement.
Okay, so shout outs to foreign policy and how it started from English settlement.
Wow, that's oof. That's beautiful.
Don't say oof, you fucking millennial. You fucking zoomer.
Who's been saying, what have you been saying recently?
Yeet.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah. So give me a yeet. Give me your best yeet.
Yeet.
You got to give me your best yeet.
I refuse.
Yeet.
I don't want to yeet Mario across the room.
Give me Mario. Yeet me Mario.
Oh, that was shut.
Shout outs to Maria.
This bitch empty yeet.
And adios. Is there anything we need to shout out here? No. I hope this was a fun episode. Shout outs to my Patreon. Support me on Patreon. That would be much appreciated.
Hell yeah. Sub to his Patreon.
Yeah, sub to my Patreon. Sub. I like that you use the word sub.
Bingo.
All right. Adios, amigos. Ciao. Go have sexual intercourse with men and women. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.